Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe.
Good morning, Las Vegas, Nevada, and those listening to us all over the world. This is your host, Karen Marie Campbell, creator of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop, located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. You are listening to the Spirit Within You blog talk radio titled Ask the Herbalist. And our certified herbalist that's going to join us, and also a good friend of mine, is Monique McCoy. She is certified in herbology, and she is here to not only support you as well as support me. That's who I call when I have a question, so that we're empowered to make the right choices by being aware and educated on what can work for our body temple, so that we are not dependent on other things other than our knowledge to support us in having a joyous, prosperous, happy, healthy body. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, Karen. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning to talk about my herbs. They're just wonderful.
I love having you. So today's show, Monique, what are you bringing to us today? What's the topic today? I wanted you to announce it because I thought it was a fabulous topic.
Okay, well, it's about the herbs in the kitchen, because I did this workshop a couple of years ago, and I'm always asked to do it again because we have so many wonderful things in our kitchen, things that will help us with different things we're going through, colds, hay fever, different things that we have right in our own kitchen. Nothing you have to run out and buy. You just don't know you have it. So I thought this morning we could talk about some of the ones most commonly used, so that maybe you can use them a little more, know a little more about them.
I love it. So, again, folks, this show is designed not to replace anything that you currently are in awareness of. It's not designed to diagnose or prescribe. This is for educational purposes only, and both Monique and I are very much in giving you the information that we have gathered through the years and sharing it responsibly with you. And it is up to you to take the information, do what you please with it. It's our hope that we have a healthy relationship with our body temple from listening to the radio show today. So go ahead, Monique.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to think that in any way now from the things that I'm telling you, like Karen said, this is for an educational purpose, the show, to just let you know about the herbs and what they do so that you're aware of them, so that you can do your own research, so you can bring this information to your doctor or your healthcare practitioner, just so that you're aware of it and so that you can find out more about it. Because it's so empowering when we can help ourselves, when we don't have to go outside, when we can say, well, you know, I heard about this and I think this is going to help with my arthritis. What do you think? So, and that's what the plan is to do this morning. So I kind of wanted to talk about some of the ones that we use all the time. Like, for instance, and I wanted to start off with garlic. Garlic is just wonderful, and I know we use it a lot in our seasonings and with our foods. It's just wonderful because it does so many things. It has immune-stimulating properties in it, so it's an antioxidant. So it's really great for our inflammation that we have in our body. It's just a good strengthener overall for high blood pressure if you have it. Like, it works on so many different things. That's why I wanted to start out with that. You know, Karen, I read so many books, but I often find it so interesting when we look at the history of some of these herbs, like with garlic. I mean, garlic goes so far back, back to the days of the Egyptians and the pharaohs. You know, they used to give garlic. I found this very interesting. They used to give this to the laborers and the slaves when they built the pyramids because they felt it would keep them strong and increase their stamina. Isn't that something? That's how far back that the use of garlic goes for its medicinal properties. So it goes really far back, and I use it today myself. Do you use garlic in your food and in your seasonings?
Absolutely. I actually love garlic, and West Indian born in Jamaica, we like to season our food well seasoned, and garlic is definitely one of the things that we use. And I also remember my grandmother, whenever I was congested with like a cold or of any kind, she would make something called, we call coconut oil and garlic. And she put it in a glass jar, and she would make it, and we would swallow it. And it just brought up everything that you, any cold or anything it had in your system, it was just, it knocked it out. So, yes, I'm very familiar with garlic in the kitchen.
Yeah, garlic is a natural antibiotic, so it's great for infections. So, I mean, not just for the high blood pressure, inflammation, but it's a great infection fighter. So, I mean, it's good to use, it's good to have. I mentioned this before, my grandfather used to use it, used to keep a jar of it with cloves and some water. He used to drink that during the day to lower his blood pressure. So garlic is a really great one. So, and as a herbalist, we use garlic a lot. So I wanted to mention that one first off. And you know what else I wanted to mention, one of the ones, is parsley. I like to use parsley in my salad. I like to use it on my baked potato. I know sometimes when you go out to restaurants, they have that little parsley on the plate. So parsley is another great one. Parsley is good for just about any of the kidney issues that you're having. Parsley is really great. It's originated from the Mediterranean, but it's all grown all over the world. But parsley is one of those great herbs that people use all the time that's good for blood circulation and just eliminating the toxins from your body. So that would be an herb that you'd want to use a lot. Like I say, I put some on parsley on my baked potato sometimes when I have it, a little olive oil. So I like to use parsley. That is one of my favorites to use, and most people do use that in the kitchen. So now I want to kind of move from parsley. You know, even though I'm talking about herbs today, I am going to mention a few of the spices because, you know, that's also something that we use in the kitchen a lot. When we're seasoning our food, we use a lot of spices. And I wanted to mention that as well because they're also very helpful. Cayenne, that's one of the ones that I use a lot. Great for circulation. It heats the body. It's really very hot. So I had told a friend of mine about it, and they immediately dumped like a whole teaspoon in their water, in their hot water, and they're like, oh, my God, because it's very, very hot. So you want to start out, if you're not a cayenne user, you want to start out with just a little bit at a time because it is very hot, but it's just great for stimulating circulation and blood flow in the body. So, and it's a very popular herb that people use. Also good for if you have a mild high blood pressure because it keeps the pressure and the blood flow. Everything is moving, so it's not just stuck. So I like to use that cayenne. Great for if you're achy, making some liniment with the cayenne in it. Like I say, it's good for blood circulation and blood flow. So you might want to take that cayenne that you have in the kitchen and use it for some of the other things. Like I say, it's great for stimulation, blood flow. So I like to use it. But you have to be careful with it because it's really hot. Karen, are you one for peppers? I know you're from Jamaica, and I know they eat the food spicy there.
Yes, and I love cayenne pepper. And I use cayenne pepper in everything. I'm so used to it being Jamaican and having it in our food all the time. So I'm used to the pepper. We don't cook so much with the cayenne pepper. We cook with peppers. We cook with Scotch bonnet pepper. But the cayenne, because of the same heat, I'm used to it. So I love it.
Yeah, those red peppers are good. I mean, they also help you with your skin. They've done some studies on the way the peppers affects the skin, and it's good for crow's feet, the red and yellow peppers. So peppers it's a good thing. So now I wanted to also move to ginger. I love to have a hot cup of ginger. Sometimes before I go to bed, I find it very soothing. And ginger is also great for inflammation. And they've done some studies on the ginger as well, and they found that it helps with arthritis and rheumatism. Ginger is a great for inflammation. I love to use the ginger. Like I said, I like the tea. I cook with it sometimes, ginger. So it's one of the very special herbs that we can use, the ginger, because it does so many wonderful things, just like the garlic. So you can use that even if you have some nausea. Now, ginger is great for nausea. If you have on the plane, they have the little capsules you can use, the ginger you can suck on. And also, if you have morning sickness, ginger is great for morning sickness. So if you're in your home and you're feeling nauseous and you have some ginger, I had a friend of mine, I used to bring it to her when she was suffering with a lot of nausea with the pregnancies, and she found it to be a really great relief for nausea. So if you have that, that's great, and it's natural. Some people keep that in the kitchen as well. So that's something you can pull right out of your refrigerator or wherever you keep it. It's great for nausea. So ginger is great. You can use that. And motion sickness as well.
Beautiful.
So I can't talk about ginger without mentioning turmeric. Now, turmeric is really great. And this, they have done a lot of research and a lot of studies on this. And that's perhaps the most potent anti-inflammatory herb studied so far. It is from the ginger family, but it's really great for inflammation. So if you have some turmeric, make sure you sprinkle that on your food because it's really great for that. I know everyone's talking about inflammation. That seems to be the new word people use now. It seems like it's in everything. So that turmeric and the ginger, those are two great ones for inflammation. Like I say, they've done studies on the turmeric, so we know that is really one of the great anti-inflammatory herbs that you can use and spice that you can use for inflammation. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that because that's in the ginger family. So that's one I wanted to mention. So I don't know. Have you found most of these? I don't know about you, Karen. I was already way before I even started with my studies. I always like to go to the Whole Foods store and get my piece of ginger for my tea because I've always found that to be so soothing right before I go to bed. So,
yes, I love ginger. That's also something that's common in use in Jamaica is ginger. Ginger tea, ginger beer, things like that.
Yeah, I can remember drinking the ginger beer. Yes, it is. That is one of the common ones. So,
and it's non-alcoholic, people. It's called
beer,
but it has no alcohol in it.
No, it has ginger, so it's non-alcoholic. Yes. Okay. All right. Wow, so many great ones that I can talk about, but I did want to mention those. And, you know, I wanted to also mention basil. Basil is a herb that's used in the kitchen. That's also one that's great for nausea. If you're feeling nauseous, some basil, that's a great one. It kind of calms a nervous stomach and with the motion sickness. And they've done some studies on that as well. So we know that's a great antispasmodic properties that it has, kind of calms that queasiness and that indigestion. So that's a great one that you can use. Also has an anti-inflammatory compounds in it. You know, a lot of these herbs are great antioxidants. And as we know, the antioxidants fights the free radicals in your body. And those free radicals cause so much damage because they're changing the cells and they're damaging the cells. It causes so much damage to your body when you have a lot of free radicals. And as we get older, we have it, that really becomes a problem. So any kind of antioxidant that you can use, or you want to make sure that you're getting enough of them. And a lot of these herbs, as well as your green leafy vegetables, have antioxidants. So that's something that you want to kind of make sure you're getting enough of to help your body heal. And now they're showing, they've done some studies to show that also prevents aging, the antioxidant. So anytime you can get those in, I think we all want to see what we can do to make sure that we keep our bodies in good shape as we get older. So we can have a younger appearance, we can move more freely, not as achy, and then our skin looks good. So it's a great antioxidant. I just wanted to mention that a lot of them are great antioxidants, and that can be very helpful. So you may want to make sure that you get some of the things that I've mentioned to you just for that fact alone. So we talked about garlic and ginger and turmeric and your cayenne, some of the spices that you can use. I know, like I mentioned before, great antioxidants. I wanted to talk a little bit about the cinnamon, because we do use cinnamon. I know when I make my French toast, I like to put some cinnamon on it. And cinnamon's a great one that you can use that reduces the blood sugar, and that may be helpful for people with diabetes. And it also helps lower cholesterol. So cinnamon, I like sometimes you can buy the cinnamon sticks and put them in your tea to kind of give it that extra flavor. But I use it when I make my French toast. So a lot of people use it for all different reasons. But cinnamon is one of the great spices that also people have in the kitchen that they can use, and it's very helpful, like I said, in reducing the blood sugar. So that's a great one that you can use. So, yeah, we do have a couple of good ones that we use all the time in the kitchen. Oregano. Now, I like oregano on my pizza. Not all the time, and a lot of time it's the vegetable pizza. But every now and then, sometimes I like a slice of pizza. I like to put plenty of oregano on it. That is a powerful natural antiseptic, oregano. So you can use that. It's good to soothe cough when you're coughing. The oregano is good for that. So it's very good. It soothes your stomach muscles, and it's a great digestive aid. So if you're having problems with digestion, that's one of the ones that you can use, oregano. And you don't hear too much about that oregano for that. Most of the time we hear it when we season our foods. But it also lowers blood pressure. A lot of the spices do that. So if you have oregano in your kitchen, you can use it for some of the other things that I mentioned to you. So now, Karen.
Yeah.
Some of these herbs and spices that I've mentioned, I know there's some that you use, and probably your listeners, they use it as well.
Absolutely, and that's the joy of. I always felt like using the herbs, especially when you're cooking a meal around family, there's something about that cooking and eating together that's just, it's like being in communion and fellowship with your loved ones. And then to add the herbs and the spices to it, it's just a beautiful expression of what we can do when we celebrate family and each other.
Oh, yeah, and that's why, you know, we like to sit in the kitchen, we like to cook and talk. So this would be a great time to introduce some of these herbs. If you're not using it and you have it in your kitchen but you don't really use it, you can add some of the seasonings, and now you know a little bit about it so that you can talk about it and let people know about it, so that if they're having some of the issues that I talked about, they can try these herbs, and it's all natural. Now, I like to use organic products because I feel that it's not a lot of additives to those products or preservatives, and I basically know what I'm getting. So the same way with some of the herbs that I've talked about and the spices, you may want to look for organic. I know sometimes it's kind of pricey, so you kind of you may not want to get everything organic, but sometimes some of the important things I like to use that as organic. So just so that I know what I'm getting, I know when I make my smoothies, I add a little cayenne into that. I know we have a lot of smoothie drinkers out there, so that may be a way to get the cayenne into you, because it does so many things. Great in the morning. You know, in the morning, what I start my day out with is a cup of hot water. I put a teaspoon of cayenne in the water, and I put lemon in the water. So lemon, cayenne, and I put some honey in there in my cup of hot water. So that's how I like to start my day. So I'm incorporating some of those things that we talked about, especially with the cayenne. Great to get you circulating and your hydrochloric acid started up for the day. That will help with your digestion with the lemon. So that's one of the great things I do in the morning to get me going. And I use that cayenne in the morning as well. I sprinkle some of that in the water. So that's really great.
And Monique, I just wanted to make a comment that if anyone wanted to buy some of these herbs, try your local farmer's market, because, one, it supports the local farmers in your neighborhood, and, two, you know, you can inquire and go on their property and know what it is that they're using, how they're growing their crops, and then it's just empowering you to be able to support yourself, and that sometimes will cut the cost down for you versus going to some of these supermarkets that's a third party, meaning there's a cost factor in that, transportation, distribution. But if you go to the local farmer's market, you will find that you can get a lot of these herbs a lot less than it would cost you if you went to your local supermarket.
Yes, I love the farmer's market. You know, I'm from New York. I'm here in Vegas. But me and my mom, we used to get up early and go to the farmer's market because we do a lot of juicing, and you have to use so much of the different herbs and vegetables to get the juice. So we used to go to the farmer's market because it was so inexpensive to do it that way. We get a bunch of carrots and a bunch of broccoli and just a large amount of all the different things. So I always say go to the farmer's market and support the people locally, you know. So we support them, and then, you know, like you said, you know what you're getting, because sometimes when things are packaged, you don't really know what's in them or what preservatives that they've used. So it's always good to buy local. And it's always good to get, like, your fruits that are in season, so that you buy that locally, so that, you know, like I said, you know what you're getting. So I do think you should do that. Yes, yes. You know, it's what I also wanted to mention to you about all of these herbs is that you should always, before you start any kind of new diet or new diet regimen, you should always speak to someone that's educated about these herbs. Because if you're using any kind of medication or any kind of prescriptions, you always want to make sure that you're safe. So you always want to speak to someone just to make sure that when you mix the two, that you're going to be okay and that you're going to be healthy. So That's something that you always want to do. Now, if you have any questions for me or you want to find out a little bit more about these herbs in the kitchen or if you're going through any kind of health issues, you can always email me at moniqueshealthylifestyle@gmail.com, and I'll answer any of your questions if you want to meet with me. Either at the Spirit Within, you can meet me there. You can let Karen know if you want to stop in and talk to me, or you can just email me at that email address. And if you have any questions or you want to meet with me, I'll be happy to talk to you and give you some ideas or some things you can use to help out with whatever you're going through.
Thank you so much, Monique. Again, this is Karen Marie Campbell, owner of The Spirit Within You, and you're listening to Act the Herbalist, which is a monthly show, blog talk show, that Monique has so graciously agreed at my request to do so we can educate you as to what other choices you have out there other than what you may have been told, so you can begin to do a little research for yourself. And I just wanted you all to do the research responsibly. The reason why you would work with a herbalist as such as Monique is she has the years of understanding the chemistry and the biology of each plant as it applies to your human body. So we don't want to go out there and be irresponsible by taking something that we don't know how it's going to affect our body. And that's why you work with an herbalist, because you can go out there and see something on TV or read about it, but because you don't know the chemistry, you don't know the biology, and you don't really fully comprehend how your body temple functions within itself and each organ, you're going to need the support of someone who spent years studying and crafting the understanding of the herbs as it applies to your body. So give her a call. She is the nicest, sweetest. She will support you on your journey of being empowered to take care of your body temple. We do it. We live. This is what we live by. And
that's
so
right.
I would suggest that you do that versus going, because it's easy to go to Whole Foods or any of those other places and purchase $100 worth of herbs right away. But I would like to pose this one question to you. Do you know how they're going to work and react with each other in your body temple? You'll know individually based on the label, and hopefully the label is correct. But what happens when you digest the combination of these herbs? What happens to the body temple? Are you in the awareness of understanding there might be a spike in your blood sugar level? There may be an energy that is not comfortable. How do you know? You make an appointment and a consultation with Monique and let her support you. Right there, whatever you would have spent your money on is half of that
right.
for the consultation fee. And you'll know what you're
That's
doing.
Right. You know, Karen, before we go, I did want to mention that there's a wonderful event going on at the Spring Preserve. That's on 333 South Valley View Boulevard, and it's called Embracing Your Heart and Feeding Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. They're going to have yoga and meditation. Patricia has put together another great event. It's presented by the Rock Your Body Wellness, and there's going to be vendors and practitioners, and I'll be there with my herbs and the different body creams and body oils that I have. Essential oils are going to be there, and they're going to have a lot of great things going on. So that's going to be on Saturday between 10 and 2:30, this February 28th. So come on down.
People.
And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for mentioning Patricia Kelly, Rock Your Body Wellness. She is amazing. Her items are amazing. She does great events here in Las Vegas.
You're always
guaranteed to go to her events and network, meet some fun people in Vegas, laugh, have a good time. Go out there, folks, and enjoy the day with your community here in Las Vegas. So we're going to sign off right now.
and wish you all a beautiful day. And once again, Monique, thank you, and I can't wait to see what next month's show is all about.
Yes, I think I will speak on inflammation. Like I said, that's something that we always hear a lot about. So maybe we can focus a little bit more on that, and I can tell you some other things that you can do next month. It's been great spending this time with you this morning. I want to thank all the listeners that have tuned in, and we'll talk again next month.
Peace and blessings.
Have a great day. Hello?